crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We've wrapped up high school and junior college basketball here on the show, and now we got to begin the spring sports season, which actually starts tomorrow for the Carbon High School baseball squad. Back at the helm for the baseball team this year will be Coach Jeff Cincinnaris, and he's joining us right now to get the 2020 season underway. Coach, it's a pleasure to get you back in. Fun to start talking baseball. Thank you.
Yeah, good to get back in, Jordan. Appreciate it.
It's amazing how fast it comes, right?
It does. It comes and goes pretty fast. Just seems like yesterday we were talking about last year's season, and here we are beginning the 2020 season.
Now, before we dive into the logistics of the team and everything else associated with Carbon Baseball, let's talk about the new formats. We just saw it wrap up with basketball. I thought the RPI system worked beautifully. I've talked about what I didn't like about what we saw in football, but it seems like any other sport, it's worked out great. And maybe that's the sample size, the amount of games that we get. But this is the first season for the RPI, and I know that it did affect some things. I've talked to you. I've talked to Coach Rob Smith at Emory High School as well. A little bit more difficult to play some of these upper classification schools. And I know one thing that's kind of been a Carbon staple, you guys have gone to St. George, you guys have played some 5A, 6A schools every single year to start the season, and that's not necessarily going to be the case.
Yeah, this year with the RPI system, you know, it is the first year. I did think it worked out really well when I watched the boys and girls basketball state tournament this year. And I think it'll work out good for baseball when it comes to seeding for the state tournament. But like you mentioned, it does make it harder for us to schedule, you know, out of our classification, especially moving up to schedule teams. You know, I had some larger schools that just told me this year, you know, we can't schedule you because of RPI. It hurts our RPI to move down a classification, which I understand. You know, it does the same for us if we move down. But, you know, the other problem is we're not all in the same playing, you know, field when it comes to baseball or soccer or whatever spring sport we're in because of weather. And, you know, last year, we didn't even get on our field till the middle of April. This year, you know, it's been nice weather, so we are getting outside. But there are still a lot of schools that have an opportunity to be outside a lot more during the winter where we're in the gym. And I think they're a little bit more ready to go when the season starts than we're going to be starting tomorrow. But, you know, I'd like to see them change the RPI, at least in baseball, you know, and maybe softball or whatever. They'll have their opinion. But maybe the first five games of the year don't count on our RPI, so that we do have at least a handful of games to get our feet wet where we're not outside all the time getting to work on a facility that we're going to be playing on. And then maybe some of these bigger schools, too, to begin the year won't worry so much about, you know, not scheduling down a classification or whatever. I think it would really help with baseball to be able to do that. But, again, that's something for the higher-ups to determine, not for me. I am going to voice my opinion after this year because I do think the RPI is going to work out well when it comes to seeding. But I think at the beginning of the year here, it can be, you know, a little misleading where you have teams who may have been outside doing their open gyms and everything for the last couple months, and we've been in a gym because of weather. So we'll see how it goes to start the season. You know, tomorrow's game is just as important as the last game in our region schedule. They both count the same amount of points on our RPI. That's one thing we do know, and I've told my guys, we've got to be ready to go. Game one, inning one, pitch one, just as much as we will be at the end of the year. And that's something that's going to be different for us. I like to use our preseason as a way to get ourselves and get our feet wet, figure out who's going to be playing what for us and bring guys along so that by region play we were always ready. But that's going to be a little different this year. We still need to bring guys along, but those games count from day one, and they're going to be important for us. So we've got to come out of the gate strong, and we've got to – you know, we got to play every game like it's a last region game for us, so to speak.
Tuesday, Payson. Friday, we get Summit Academy. So two games this week. Saturday, I believe you play as well, right?
We go to West on Saturday.
So you have four games in a really short period of time. And we'll talk about schedule in just a moment. Coach, a very young team, though, coming back, isn't it?
Very, very young. We have two seniors this year. Tyler Wright, Caleb Nelson are our only two seniors that return. You know, we have a handful of juniors and then a big group of freshmen and a big group of sophomores. So we're going to be extremely young this year when it comes to all levels of play, you know, varsity, JV, and then our freshman sophomore group, you know, which is exciting. Everybody keeps saying, you know, you're a couple years away. I told our guys we're a couple months away. We can't continue to be a couple years away of being where Carbon Baseball should be. And And Carbon baseball should be competing for a state title every year. Every year we step on the field, we should be competing for a state title. And I firmly believe that. I believe that, you know, ever since I've been a part of the program and before I was a part. And I've got to get these kids to buy into the off-season workouts and everything so that we are ready to go and we are competing. I reminded them it's been since 2005 since we won a state title. You know, we were close 2 years ago, but, you know, close really doesn't matter. So, you know, we are going to be young, but that doesn't mean we're not going to compete every day and that my goals are still not a region championship and obviously a state championship, and I've got to get my guys to buy in that those are our goals every year.
Again, Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbondano baseball team, our guest right now. Coach, we just got done talking about junior college basketball, and the coaches always put a big emphasis on taking freshmen and making sure that they're no longer freshmen when they hit a specific time of the year. The big difference, junior college basketball, it's one of the longest sports seasons in all of scholastic or collegiate sports. You don't have that luxury. You got a very young team. You guys start March 3rd. State tournament's May 7th, I believe.
Right.
And so you're talking about 2 months to try to get these kids who haven't really played varsity baseball performing at a high level. How do you do that? How do you, I guess, expedite that process?
We try and make every day at practice, you know, important. Everything is at game speed. If we're going to dive in a game, we're going to dive in practice. We hustle in, we hustle out. You know, we're trying to do everything in practice that's going to be game speed and live. And that's really, so you take every day in practice and you know, and then your games, and hopefully you're getting all that work into where you do take those guys that are freshmen now. And, you know, they're still going to be freshmen. They're still going to make freshman mistakes come May, but hopefully we can eliminate those mistakes a lot more by making them in practice and not making them so much in games. You know, and again, this is going to be a challenge with a big group of young guys to do that with, but, you know, that's what you have to do. Like you said, it is a short schedule. It's 2 months long. You know, how do you get those guys to have that confidence in 2 months? And I believe it comes from practicing hard every day, and it's something that we're continually trying to work on is our practice schedule and what we do in practice to get ready for games and bringing these guys along. We did a lot of scrimmaging the past couple days in practice, trying to let some of these young guys see what it's like to bat off a kid who's 18 years old because they haven't done that before. You know, we got a great group of freshmen that just came off playing and being very successful in their younger years and winning a lot of championship games and whatnot. But, you know, hitting off a senior in high school is way different than hitting off, you know, a 14-year-old kid that they've been playing against. So, you know, taking ground balls, the speed is different of the runners. There's a lot of things, and we got to get that in practice at game speed so that they can see that difference and work on it and speed their tempo up. And that's really the only way we can do it. You know, the old days, it seemed like the freshmen and sophomores all practiced together, and then your older group practiced together. Since I took over the program 6 years ago, we all practice as a group. And I think it's the only way we can get competitive and bring these young guys along is to have them working against seniors every day, seeing that speed, seeing that athleticism, and then, you know, getting the same coaching from the varsity coaching staff as they're getting from the younger coaching staff. So we kind of approach our practices a little different. I'm sure there's a lot of programs that do it that way, but I still think there's programs that separate their kids, and those older and younger guys don't see a lot of each other come practice time, but that's just not how we do it here at Carbon.
With a team that is so young, only having two seniors, obviously with the pitch restrictions and with a vigorous schedule like you guys have, I mean, playing three games this week, you got a number of games next week. Coach, who are some of the arms that you're going to have to rely on for this team to be successful this year?
Well, you know, first guy is Caleb Nelson, who's a returning senior. You know, we're going to lean on him to be a starting pitcher for us, you know, take a lot of that weight, especially by time region rolls around. You know, I like, again, to stay on our 60-pitch count early in the season and bring arms along, and then we'll move up from there. But he's going to see, you know, significant time. A junior, Cooper Thorpe, Cooper Thorpe is one of my assistant coaches. Cooper Shade is a junior for us who probably may throw harder than anybody on our squad, but we've got to work with him and his control and his confidence. You know, and I need Cooper to come around and be a starting pitcher for us as the season goes along. Jordan Fawcett is another great arm we have, and Jordan's only a sophomore. But, you know, Jordan's going to have to see a lot of time for us on the mound. We have a lot of arms. You know, Wyatt Falk is an incoming freshman who has proven himself at the younger level with what he's done. But, again, that's jumping up to a varsity. It's going to be a little different. He's not going to just be able to throw the ball by guys at this level right now. He's going to have to learn how to pitch against guys and not just throw at guys. But we have a lot of arms, Jordan. It's just, you know, we don't have that stellar guy who's going to come out and throw – upper 80s and just sit people down, and we can just sit back and watch a guy do that. We're going to have to play good defense behind all of our pitchers. We want our pitchers to throw strikes, work ahead in the count. And then, you know, we're going to have to score runs every game to win. I don't see us winning a lot of 1-0, 2-0 ball games. You know, they're going to be more like, you know, 9-8 ball games and things like that. But a win is a win, and that's just what we need to work on, first of all, is learning how to put those W's on the board.
It is an exciting season because we finally get baseball at Carbon High.
Correct.
It's been a long time since we've been able to say
that. Yeah, it has. I think it's been, 6 years now. You know, in the last couple years on our home field were not very good years. You know, the field was in terrible shape for a few years. We moved everything to Helper, which, you know, I appreciate Helper City allowing us to use that ballpark for, you know, the high school season. We've been using it for our Legion season forever. And people love that park, but these two brand new facilities that we have to play baseball in here at Carbon High now are super nice. They're still under construction a little bit. They're finishing up the bathroom concession stand facility. So when you do come to a game, keep that in mind. It is a little congested, and they are working. But the fields themselves are super nice. They're going to be a great place to watch a game. I'm excited about them. We've been doing a lot of work on them the last month or so. I put a lot of time into them in the fall before winter came in, trying to get them ready for the season. I'm excited about them, and it's a great for us to have two fields to practice on side by side. We can work on so many things now. And again, it's going to be awesome for teams that come into play us here to have a facility like this to play on.
Home game tomorrow against Payson. Another home game on Friday against Summit Academy. Travel on the road Saturday against West. A lot of baseball. If you can't get out and watch this team play in one of the first two home games, Coach, you guys, a little bit of a road trip. Four games in a row on the road next week.
Yeah, we've got a couple of early games here at home, and then we go on the road to play some bigger schools. And, you know, I was welcome to go play bigger schools on the road. At least we got them to play us. You know, we're going to play Grantsville, who's a tough 3A opponent all the time. We go to West. We go to Provo. We go to Bountiful. All bigger schools, and we'll be on the road there for a little bit. But then, you know, once we return home, we do have some more home games with our region and a couple of other preseason games at home. But you know, our freshmen and sophomores have a full schedule, so, you know, starting tomorrow we have varsity JV on one field, and then our freshmen and sophomores will be playing a doubleheader on the other field. So it's great. You can literally take 10 steps and watch one team play on one field and turn around, take 10 steps and watch, you know, the varsity and JV or whatever playing on the other field. So no excuse to not get out. The weather's supposed to be good, as good as it could be this time of year, 50 degrees. Come out and watch us play. You can see a lot of baseball in the next 2 months, especially here at home. We've got games going on, you know, a lot this season, especially with our young guys too. So we're excited to get going. I'm going to get to practice here shortly and get ready for our game tomorrow. And, you know, we expect to see everybody out starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Coach, it's always fun to get you in, talk about the team, talk about the season. I'm looking forward to it. Best of luck this week, and hopefully we can catch up again real soon and get an update on how the team's performing.
You bet, Jordan. Thank you.
We got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll move over. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Bill Lasky will join us right after this.